sport ministry has disbursed 210 billion rupiah in the second phase of the government's assistance program for numerous national sports federations. Youth and Sport Minister Dito Aryo Tejo stated that this funding aims to enhance the potential achievements of Indonesian athletes competing in the SEA Games in Thailand, scheduled for December 9th until 20th, 2025. President Prabowo Subianto committed to endorsing the expedited deliberation and ratification of the Assets Confiscation Bill to eradicate corruption in Indonesia. Prabowo emphasized that there should be no leniency for corrupt official who refused to return embezzled funds. The Asset Confiscation Bill is designed to be able to enable the swift confiscation of assets acquired through criminal acts, including corruption, money laundering, and other economic crimes. And that was the news. Still here with me, Rain Indonesia, today, and of course, we're listening this beautiful day of Friday, the end, the start of the weekend, and the end of the weekdays, where you can just go around and plan yourself to enjoy your vacation. And make sure to listen in to us and online streaming voinews.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who are watching on demand.
Which is made from cassava.
whilst using a bowl made of wood or large stones. When you wait for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry, the solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and dyed. The solid is called tabete. To make the tsunami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One tsunami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 tsunamis. Such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salad fish. Tsunami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, tsunami is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs within fellow Bhutan residents. Tsunami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
After which it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo parrot is aided with coconut milk, which is
is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream for granite, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
still currently listening to us in Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critique, suggestion, and also information through our social media and Facebook account, the Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in VOI@voinews.id and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Listener, if you visit Ambon, you can come with a tasting ikan asar dalala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar dalala because it has been known since ancient times that girl of age is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally jackal fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, although as the fish's texture is dense, then it is not brittle when smoked. situation, which was presented by young people of Mandarin Union studying in Japan. Cutting and swimming students, even though the weight is made, it's not free to perform like this. Cutting is placed on lips, then it is placed on the platform, then it is cut on the right to produce the sound resonance. There are some regions in West Japan which make cutting being such as in Chikanma, Osunoshi, Osunaya, Lower Mandarin, Garut, and Chikawon, Chikawon Kuangwon, and Chikawon Kuangwon Jiangwon, which is made from palm leaves. In the Mandarin Union, cutting is made from bamboo and paper women. Cutting is shaped like paper in order for the TV to be inserted in the headband. While cutting being which is made from midriff, is usually shaped by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to detect illicit rape cases. According to Anna Ayers, the main material of cutting is fiber, palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past, it was made from palm midriff, so many people call it kawum. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo because if Abah makes it from kawum, cutting will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm midriff. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midriff takes 2 until 3 years. In Japan, cutting has been known by lots of people, especially in Mandarin. Osaka says that cutting has been known in Mandarin since ancient origin. Eccentric artists from Mandarin Harry Street introduced cutting to Chinese music.
Barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai ada eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni kerinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Manu City, kerinding art began to be exported in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Harry Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Akan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Dia mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astagfirullah, I am collector.